Fannie Willis' case against President Trump is officially in tatters. We're going to see the latest development that just completely dashed the Democrats' hopes for yet another conviction. And then
Donald Trump is in the building and the former president getting a standing ovation from the assembled masses here at UFC 302.
Donald Trump's fundraising continues to skyrocket as now the billionaire class is rallying to his defense. We're going to look at a potential civil war among the billionaire class and what it all means for the future of MAGA. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you stay sane in these insane times. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button and let's dive right in. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis, whose high-profile sham case against President Trump is already in tatters due to her illicit affair with a subordinate, has just received her worst news yet. The Georgia County of Appeals has officially set a date of October 4th to hear oral arguments by President Trump's lawyers to remove Willis from the case. Now, the appeal was filed immediately after the judge in this case, Scott McAfee, required that one, just one of the two lovebirds, either Willis or her boy toy Nathan Wade, had to recuse themselves in order for the case to move forward, which was, we noticed at the time, an absolutely absurd decision. I mean, think it through. Judge McAfee basically said, you're both corrupt, so one of you has to go. You're both corrupt, but only one of you has to go. Well, the Trump team filed an immediate appeal, that decision that allowed Fannie Willis to continue to prosecute the case. And that appeal has been granted with arguments set to be heard in October. What does that mean? It means there is virtually no way this trial is going to see the light of day before November 5th, before the election, which of course means that the Democrats' hopes for another sham conviction against Trump have just been absolutely dashed, which means you could stick a fork in this Fulton County case at this point. It is basically dead. It no longer serves its purpose. And we may not even have to wait till October. The Supreme Court's immunity decision may kill this before the Georgia appellate court does. Remember, the Supreme Court is most likely going to rule that a sitting president cannot be prosecuted for anything that he has not been previously impeached and convicted of in the United States Congress. Congressional impeachment and senatorial conviction are the constitutionally prescribed ways of holding a president legally accountable. And if a president has not been impeached and convicted, the president cannot be subject to litigation after serving. Otherwise, we're going to descend into a banana republic where the law is intentionally weaponized against every single former president, including Democrat ones. So either way, it looks like Big Fannie's days in the limelight are officially coming to an end. All as President Trump's prospects for returning to the White House are rising like never before. Wait until you see what's going on in the billionaire class. This is going to absolutely make your day. But first, gang, you know I'm very passionate about the fact that we can't rescue our nation if we don't first take care of ourselves. And health starts actually with our livers. Now, if you think about it, we throw everything at our livers, right? Cholesterol, alcohol, toxins, Tylenol, statins, cigarettes, you name it. That's why so many of us have a sluggish fatty liver that makes us gain weight and lose energy. But thanks to today's sponsor, there's a very real solution. Liver Health Formula is an all-natural supplement which contains 12 clinically proven botanicals that help recharge and protect your liver. It's manufactured right here in the USA and approved by independent American doctors. And if you click on that link below right now, you could try Liver Health Formula and receive a free bottle of blood sugar formula when you order today. So don't let a fatty liver keep you sluggish and inactive. Gang, as many of you know, I myself recently lost over 60 pounds, and I could say it was one of the best decisions I ever made. So now, hey, it's your turn. Click on that link below or go to getliverhelp.com/Turley and claim your free bonus gift. That's getliverhelp.com/Turley. I mentioned briefly yesterday about what appears to be a brewing civil war among the billionaires, the billionaire class. More and more billionaires are disassociating themselves from the liberal globalist regime and are openly aligning themselves with Trump. We got another one added to the list as of yesterday. Venture capitalist Doug Leon has publicly announced he'll be pouring tons of money into the Trump campaign, which again, as we documented yesterday, is amassing a war chest never seen before in American politics or politics anywhere for that matter. He wrote, quote, "I have become increasingly concerned about the general direction of our country, the state of our broken immigration system, the ballooning deficit, and the foreign policy missteps, among other issues. Therefore, I am supporting former President Trump in this coming election." Now, Leon is joining a growing list of billionaires who up until this point have been either silent or who were even back in the regime. Hillary in 2016, Biden in 2020. Something is afoot here. It appears we're seeing something of a civil war going on inside the billionaire class, where half of them seem to recognize that the world is going in a very different direction than Western liberal globalization, and they want to cash in on it by getting fully on board the Trump train. Now, as you would expect, Trump continues to crush it in fundraising. We talked about this on last night's live stream. The Trump campaign has officially raised over $141 million for the month of May. $141 million. And that doesn't include the Saturday and Sunday fundraising a few days back. Remember, in those 3 days after the verdict on Thursday night, Trump raised upwards of $200 million, largely with the help of a $100 million donation coming from the Israeli-American billionaire Miriam Adelson, who's the wife of the late casino magnate Sheldon Adelson. She reportedly pledged $100 million to the Trump campaign over the weekend. So I think they're including about the $70 million from that weekend haul in their May total. May ended, of course, on Friday. So Trump raised $141 million for the month of May. And then outside groups at the same time, MAGA groups supporting President Trump, raised an additional $150 million. So all told, Trump and Trump-supporting organizations have raised nearly $300 million. And this is nothing. By the end of this, Trump should be sitting on a war chest of literally billions of dollars, money that could be spent on TV ads, voter registration, ballot harvesting initiatives, get out the vote campaigns in every single swing state, poll worker recruitment, precinct worker recruitment, lawyers for election integrity, you name it. This is going to be utterly epic. And the irony in all of this, if you step back and think about it, the irony here is that this all happened as a direct result of the fallout from the Democrats' pathetic attempts at taking Trump out through weaponizing the legal system. And so if we take a step back and take in the larger picture here, whether it's the blowback from the sham conviction in Manhattan or the collapse of the clown show in Fulton County, either way, President Trump amazingly seems to always come out on top. Here's your opportunity to tell big tech tyrants where they can stick it. Click on that link below and download our brand new cancel-proof Turley Talks app, and you can sign our special Declaration of Restoration. That's our petition to big tech that declares a new day is dawn. They are no longer in control, and we are taking our nation back. We've already got over 1,000 signatures of courageous patriots, and yours is next. Click on that link below or go to fight.turleytalks.com right now.